So the Bureau releases weather balloons to record temperature, pressure, humidity, wind speed and direction in the upper atmosphere. So these balloons can reach anywhere between 16 to 35 kilometres. And we use the weather data from these balloons to enhance our understanding of the climate, and we also use it for our forecast and warnings to protect the life and property of all Australians.
When you say 16 to 35 kilometres, do you mean up in the sky? Up, they go up that high?
Absolutely, they go up very, very high. It's called the balloon train. So it has a large 2-metre latex balloon followed by a cardboard target or parachute. There is a small plastic box at the bottom of it, that's called a radio sonde, and that has the sensors used to measure the meteorological variables. And when we do balloon releases at night time, we actually attach a torch to it so we can see it go up and track it through the radar.
And once they fall back to ground, what happens to the cardboard, the latex, the plastic box and the torch?
Yeah, okay. So the balloon is made of natural latex, which does degrade in the natural environment, as does the cardboard parachute. Unfortunately, the radio sonde and torch don't break down. They are of a hard plastic material. But if you do happen to come across one, you can actually dispose of it in normal household rubbish.
I guess if you're releasing 56 a day, there's 56 boxes, plastic boxes every single day that end up on the ground. Is there any plans to change that habit, Michelle?
Certainly. The Bureau is obviously trying to minimise its footprint on the environment wherever possible. So we have actually pursued some alternate upper atmosphere technologies. So we've obviously got our satellites. We use wind profilers, which are just antennas on the ground that shoot up radio waves and can actually see what the winds are in the upper atmosphere. We are trying to use more environmentally friendly materials, so making the plastics on the radio sonde a bit more biodegradable. And we're constantly working with our suppliers to make improvements, changing the colours of the balloons and or changing the types of other materials we use, such as the parachutes and that sort of thing.
Any immediate success, though, with phasing out the plastic radio box and torch?
Unfortunately, not at this stage. We haven't found anything that is going to replace it. It does remain a critical component of our observational network and will continue to play that critical component. However, we are always looking for alternatives.
If you've got per year more than 20,000 being released, I just wonder if you're concerned about it ending up in the bush and the sea.
Well, certainly we are. And as I said, we've been trying to look at alternative technologies to do that, and we will gradually phase them out. However, at this stage, we don't have a replacement. We do try to minimise the amount that we do send up. However, the Bureau of Meteorology is involved in what's called the Global Upper Air Network. So it's part of the World Meteorological Organisation. And as part of that, all countries around the world do send up weather balloons, and we use very similar technology. And so at the moment, they are critical and we do absolutely need them. However, we will always endeavour to find new technologies where we can to try and minimise our footprint in the environment.
So if people do find them, what should they do with these boxes and the torches and the cardboard and latex remnants?
Yep, certainly before you do throw it in the bin, and absolutely that's where we'd like them to end up eventually, we are always interested in knowing where you've actually found the radio sonde. On the radio sonde itself, there is a 10-digit specific alphanumerical number. And that number can let us know where the radio sonde was let off and then for how far it has actually reached. They can actually reach 30 to 40 kilometre distances from our stations, so it is always interesting to know how far it is they have gone. We are very careful about when and where we send them up. We make sure most of the time where we can that they do actually fall down in unpopulated areas. We actually have had someone been hit on the head with a radio sonde. It's only about as big as your hand, but if it's hitting your head, it's not a good look, which is why we went down the route of putting in some targets at the bottom of it to try and reduce the descent rate of the sonde. So if you do actually find a weather balloon or bits of a weather balloon with the radio sonde, you can go to the Bureau's feedback page and just search for "I found a weather balloon," and this will open a feedback form which you can complete and submit your findings to the Bureau.